Spokane, Washington, May 1st through the 3rd. I'm going to be at the Spokane Comedy Club doing 5 shows. I love that town. I love that club, so I'm excited to get back. May 15th, I will be at the Egg in Albany, New York. So go get tickets at dansoder.com. May 16th, I'm going to be at the Flynn Theater in Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, I know you're a tiny, sleepy town, but I love coming and doing comedy there. So please buy tickets to see me at the Flynn May 16th. It's going to be a hell of a show. DanSoder.com for tickets. And don't forget, special announcement coming up about shows soon. Ladies in space.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, there's this stereotype that women can't drive.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it, but a lot of people say it.
It's out there.
And did you notice it's the only space capsule that didn't splash into the ocean? landed in the middle of the desert? Yeah. I'm just saying.
They go, ladies, it's called a splashdown for a reason.
Right. Oceans are bigger than land on planet Earth, and they missed it, okay?
What's funny is, did you hear the audio once they got into space? It was just like all of them going, oh my God,
my God.
And you're like, this isn't.
Were they masturbating?
Yeah, they were all flicking their beans.
Oh my God.
I'm going to fucking squirt. The part that makes me laugh is Katy Perry started singing.
Oh God.
And that's where you're like, shut up.
You know what? You remember that old movie, Alien in Space, No One Can Hear You Scream?
Yeah,
How about No One Can Hear You Sing? Shut up. But
in
what I love
space, is no one can hear you sing.
And no one wants to hear you sing. And now that we think of it, no one on earth wants to hear you sing.
And she it was funny because then when they came back, they were like acting like they went to the moon.
Yeah.
It was 11 minutes.
Oh yeah. They acted like they colonized Mars. And they were like, you know, that's overblown it. But what I thought was interesting is, you know, it's a craft full of women.
Yeah.
And we get it, it's women, but just to hammer it over the head, they stuffed them in a giant vibrator.
They're like, shoot this dildo to the sky.
We have the rabbit liftoff in 5, 4,
just
3.
Jiggling. It's like, I wonder if their seats were shaking.
Oh, they had to be.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Gail King's coming.
She's yeah.
Fucking
it was just an 11-minute cum ride. Yeah.
That was Project Cum Ride.
Yeah, that was what it was called.
You find the folder.
Yeah.
It's like, C-U-M, that's a fucking wild way to spell this project.
Well, that's why they wore the wetsuits. Did you notice? Astronauts have these big white, these guys had skin-tight wetsuits.
We're going to be filling this thing with lady cum.
I'm like, if you're going to send a giant sex toy into space,
sure,
at least send it all the way to Uranus. You know what I
mean? Send the dildo all the way
all
to the butt. Let it get some. Get through one of the rings.
Yeah.
Just let it penetrate.
Anus's first ring.
My favorite part of the whole thing was when it landed, because, you know, Jeff Bezos's wife or his fiance was on there.
Yeah.
Who's such a second wife. She's just like built for sex. Like, she's got like the fake face and the huge boobs, and she's just
possible.
Like,
yeah. I'm not going to refute that. It's possible. I'm sure she's a great person, but
maybe a wonderful human
maybe
being.
Maybe something going on there.
Built for sex. And then she landed, and Jeff Bezos had such nerd get my pussy out of the spaceship energy where he's get it out. And then he ate it. He fell.
Yeah,
face
he
first.
Fell.
I love that.
Yeah.
One of the world's richest men.
Yeah, just
falling down.
Like, such a macho moment.
Yeah.
And he trips.
He wanted to be there to be like,
yeah,
m'lady, when she opened the capsule, and he's like, boom. And then they all saw it out the window.
Well, you also got to throw this into the forensic files category. Like, you got Bezos. He's with this girl. She gets half if they get divorced.
Does she?
Well, she gets a lot.
I feel like this one coming in, because the last, Bezos' ex-wife got half, and she's giving it away.
Right.
She's just fucking doling it out to anybody. I feel like the new one, the sex one, the sex sequel, she is going to have a hard prenup to beat.
Right, but that's what I'm talking about. No matter what it is, when you're at his level, you can't do the antifreeze and the Gatorade thing. You can't do the She fell in the shower. Yeah, you got to do the 23 billion. Yeah. Whoops, the rocket ship malfunctioned way up there. Oh, well, on to the next.
He goes, which pop stars do I want to take out? He goes, Katy Perry, put her on there. Gail King said some mean things about me. And then when they came back, he was like, no.
Well, you got to put people in where they're sort of the cover.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually got to have no like animosity with them.
True.
To kind of mask what his forensic file murder plot is.
That's like, true.
When you're the richest guy in the world, your murder has to cost a lot. So maybe it was that. I'm just saying.
It's going to cost a lot to save a lot. That's why he's doing it.
Bingo.
That's why when he manipulated.
Thank you, Charles Schwab Jr. I love it.
This is going to cost you a lot.
To save a lot.
But you're going to save a lot. Yeah. And you're right. Pad it with people that, oh, no, I can't believe they died. And then that way Bezos, when he finds out, he can go, oh, no, she was in there?
Yeah.
You know, he does like the realization. Like,
maybe that's why he fell over. Yeah. She made it back.
Shit. He's like looking in the window.
He fainted. He's like, oh no. She's back.
Baby, I'm back. Yeah. And he goes, fuck. He fell down and he screamed in the dirt. He's like, fuck.
His blood pressure. Yeah. That's why he just fainted.
No. Why are they here? He even gave him the wrong coordinates. That's why they landed on the ground.
Yeah.
He goes, they hit the ground. They're thumping.
That'll be a shake death, like a baby shaking. Yeah.
That would be awesome to put people you know into space.
Yeah.
Just like asking them, being like, would you go to space?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
My first question would be, why?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Well, here's the deal, too. Did they really go into space? Like, if you're on a Delta flight to Hawaii, did they go that much higher? Like, maybe they went an Empire State Building higher. Yeah. Like, they were in there for, I think, 11 minutes.
Yeah.
And Space Mountain at Disneyland is 3.5 minutes.
So
who really went to space and who didn't?
Who's got the real science?
Right.
Is it Disney or NASA?
Yeah.
But also, like, they were weightless for 4 minutes, and the whole entire thing took 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, and it's soup, what, 3 minutes up, 3 minutes down.
4 minutes of hanging.
Flying around. Space Mountain's 3 minutes. A good log ride's 2.5. I mean, come on.
You got a solid flume going? Yeah, you're looking at 5.5 minutes.
Like, honestly, dude.
That's how they broke it down for their lady brains.
Yeah. Like
they went, this is just a flume ride.
Yeah. They didn't go to Mars. They didn't colonize Mars. They didn't land on the moon. They literally sort of peaked into the upper atmosphere. Yeah. I think the mushroom cap of the dildo got into orbit.
And they went,
and then they went back down.
Yeah.
They like, crashed in the desert.
Sorry, I lost it fast.
Yeah.
Is this the rocket was apologizing the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that was supposed to go a lot longer. Yeah.
The real chitty chitty bang bang.
Sorry, I just got so excited. Katie was singing and made me lose it.
Maybe they were supposed to stay longer. She started singing. They're like, a jack. Supposed to be a 2-day mission.
Someone just grabbed the fucking steering wheel. They go, this bitch is obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's got to suck to be around her for the next week. Anybody that's like, because then you sit down with her and she's like, you have no idea what space is like.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't. It's like when someone goes on vacation.
Yeah.
And they come back and you're like, I don't care.
Yeah. And I also wonder, too, like with zero gravity, right? With Katie, if you're already an airhead, like what floats in your head? Does like nothing float up to the top or does it?
Is that when she has her smartest thoughts?
Yeah, maybe.
Is the brain finally go like, she goes like, oh. She has that moment of realization. She goes, I'm pretty insufferable.
Maybe I shouldn't sing ever.
Maybe I'm a fucking phony. And then it starts going down. She's like,
and we're in space.
Like it broke like that. Like
I kissed the outer atmosphere and I liked it.
Yeah, and then if you're a regular astronaut, like a guy or a girl that like spent all your time learning and training, the fact that you have to like talk to her and she's like, well, we do the same thing.
Oh yeah, like we're cohorts, we're peers.
Yeah, like you've been to space.
Yeah,
John Glenn is like, yes. Yes, I dedicated my life to it. And she goes, I just wanted to go out.
Yeah.
It was a girl's trip.
Yeah.
It was just a girl's trip to the moon.
Yeah, and I love when she landed, she said she reconnected with love. Like, you couldn't have just done like some Molly at Applebee's.
You
like, you had
gone
to do all this.
Could have gone to Coachella.
Yeah.
Watched a light show, done some ecstasy.
Yeah, and same deal.
And the thing about them doing this for Earth, I don't think Earth was like, thanks.
I think the thing they did from Earth was get the hell off of it. Is what they did.
Earth was like, I was kind of hoping you would stay gone.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to come back. I was watching because they were like doing the coverage of everybody, and Oprah was there.
Oh,
and Oprah looked legitimately jealous that Gayle King was doing it. Like, she was like, yeah, this is her thing.
Oh, man.
And you're like, Oprah, you want to be up there so bad.
Oprah's a big girl. I wonder if the computer's on the rocket ship when they're coming down. There's Earth. There's Earth. And they landed on Oprah.
Oh, my God. They do the projection thing, like, in Houston. Yeah. And they go, they're flying right at Oprah. Like, it was just such an attraction. They're like, they're burrowing in on Oprah.
Which Earth do we land on?
And then Oprah's like, is that guy, guys, does that look like he's coming right at me?
And she opens her mouth. She thinks it's a giant cupcake.
Finally, sky cupcake.
Sky pastries commence.
The aliens heard my transmissions. I would be, any of those people being around you has got to be insufferable for the next week.
Well, the other thing that's really dangerous is the women up there, they learn to float. And like, we're men, we love our women, but most men have their little man cave or they want their time alone. And when a chick starts learning to float, where do you go to get away from them? I mean, can they go through drywall? Like, what do you do when you got a floating woman?
Weightlessness is not for the fairer sex.
Yeah.
That's a man's world.
Yeah.
We know how to float.
Yeah.
You are up there thinking about shopping and God knows what floating
scary,
around.
Scary. But
I would be so mad if I were a female astronaut that's just just this ugly science nerd, and she's just like, I crunch numbers, I know how rockets work, and then she's like, I don't even get to go to space.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, we went up, it was all right. Like, it was a restaurant.
Well, what about the girl that was stuck in the space station for a year, and no, not to be mean, scientific, smart, not the prettiest caramel corn in the basket.
I think out of all the women that have been in space the last 3 months, she's bottom tier. No offense, probably.
Yeah, but imagine her. She got about a half hour of press.
Yeah.
And she sacrificed a whole year doing legit science. You know, I kissed a girl, goes up for 3 minutes and comes down, and suddenly she's getting a Nobel Peace Prize and a pair of free Crocs.
They kept writing about how the people that were stuck in space, their bones like waste away because they're up in that weightlessness.
Yeah.
So they said that when they come back, there's a chance that they have the bone integrity of like an 82-year-old.
Whoa.
So you come back and you're like wasting away, and then Katy Perry's like, we did the same thing.
Well, at least they came back with some integrity, which I don't think.
I don't know about the blue orb or whatever the fuck it was called.
God.
Bezos just launching people is a new level of wealth.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of naysayers like that. Who's that Marcia Kauchke, that gorgeous model who did the Tim Allen video? Blurred Lines or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Emma Ratajkowski.
Have a normal name if you're going to be that good looking, by the way. Like, how about just Carol Smith? But I'll tell you what, she's been on there all day like saying, what a colossal waste of time and showboating and this and that. And why would you go up on a rocket that was built by a guy who's trying to, you know, destroy the world with all his money? And I'm like, if they asked you, I bet you would have gone up in 3 seconds.
That felt very... Emily Ratajkowski.
How do you say it?
Ratajkowski.
Sounds like that's like a name if she went up on the giant vibrator. It would just be like Emily Ralph.
We're just calling her
like
Emily
Ralph. Like the vibrating would fix her stupid last name.
Oh, look at that. It's
Ralph.
Emily Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole time.
All she needed was a big 78-foot vibrator to sort it out.
We knock loose a couple of those valves, and this thing works.
Yeah.
This thing's good to go. But her entire energy was like she didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, that's stupid. I don't know anybody that would want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I think any of those celebs in today's Instagram world, that's like the most high-profile, like, selfie you'd ever want.
That's like that wall in Nashville with the wings.
Oh, and yeah.
You see the people taking a, like, yeah. It's like a line. That's the new
wall,
the wing wall.
Yeah.
Is going to space and being like, I'm in space and it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like painted wings on a dirty wall with homeless urine all over it, or actually floating and flying in space like a real angel. Yeah. I think you picked that one.
I think the next step is, who's the first podcast in space? No, I don't have the resources. I think it's Rogan.
I think it's you.
I think it's Rogan for a three-hour flight.
I'm saying it's you, and I'm putting in a submission.
Launch me, Bezos.
Do you have a blue suit?
Yeah, dude, I'll find one. I'll just have a sweatsuit from Kmart.
Do you like vibrators?
Love them.
You're in.
Jam them on me. I'll fly to space.
I didn't mean I wanted you to fly in it, guy. Yeah. Whoa.
That's what I meant.
This couch is blue. What? Can we get this going?
Just a camera angle of a couch going up my ass.
No, I meant float the couch in space. You're obsessed with having a vibrator in
Where is this going?
I gotta go, guy.
You stop talking.
I wanna go to a new space anywhere away from you.
You just hear a low humming when we stop talking and you go, do you have one in you right now?
I think I smell fresh calamari ring.
I open my mouth and go,
oh God. Instead of that alien coming out at your rabbit. By the way, they're called rabbits. Did you know that?
What, dildos?
No, vibrators.
All vibrators?
Girls love the rabbit. I learned this from doing stand-up. Whenever you do a vibrator joke, they go, oh, yeah, I got a rabbit.
But I feel like a rabbit is, from what I know of the dildo world, it is a small, tiny one. That's like why they call it the rabbit.
Why do you know so much about this and why? What's going on, guy?
I should tell you this. I'm infatuated with sex toys. I open it like an assassin in that closet. This is all these different dildos.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you've got like all these secret...
This thing will make you come out of your ears.
People are like, why do you have carpal tunnel syndrome?
I put together too many dildos.
Yeah. Wow. Guy turns into a velociraptor after dildoing it up.
I opened the bottom of my floor and it's just fake pussies.
Wow.
Whoa.
I hope you don't get mice. God. Wow.
How cute would it be, though? One popping its head out?
Yeah. That's true. Like a Christmas pussy mouse. Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
Just popping his little head out.
And he's got a cherry on his head.
Well, I'm just a little dildo mouse. Factor meals, dude. Getting outside and prepping and cooking and getting all that stuff. It's just like, man, I don't know. I suck at cooking. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to buy. But if you tell me how to put it together, I could figure it out. Well, guess what? Factor Meals arrives fresh and ready to eat. Perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and more. Factor powers your daily satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easier to savor more this spring. Factor Meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. Get started at factormeals.com/soder50off. And use the code SODER50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code SODER50OFF at factormeals.com/SODER50OFF. I don't know if you know that. It's SODER50OFF is the code. And that gets you 50% off plus free shipping. Ba-boom. Oh, I love my perfect jeans. Oh, I love my perfect jeans. But honestly, what it is, perfect jean, they sent them to me and I was like, I don't know. Then I put them on. I'm like, whoo, these babies are comfy. They're also stretchy, so you don't have to worry about it. You know, winter lasts forever and you're like, all right, well, the season's changing. Maybe I need something like a little bit thinner for my jeans or maybe something a little more comfortable. Well, boom, enter the perfect jean. Stretchy enough to keep over puddles, stylish enough for backyard barbecues with the in-laws, and comfortable enough to go from the office to happy hour. It's just this magic warmer weather and finally founding jeans that don't fight back when I move, so check them out. That's what spring means. It means random weather and plans, so you're going to need those jeans to keep up. With over 5,000 options of waist and length sizes, washes, and trendy fits, all super soft and stretchy, yet durable. Talking about the perfect jean. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at theperfectjean.nyc. Or Google the perfect jean and use code SOTER15 for 15% off. It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. Like I said, our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges when you use the code SOTER15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with promo code SOTER15. After your purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about us. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Yeah, I encourage more celebrities to go to space.
Yeah.
And then we just leave them out there.
You don't like celebs, huh?
No, but like those celebs that like being celebs. Like,
oh, who would you send? Who would you send on a non-return flight?
Oh, this is a good... how many seats do I get?
Just I'll one? Give you six.
Six seats?
Is that too many?
No, not at all.
You want a whole bus full of apparel.
If you could give me a baker's dozen, that would be nice.
You want to launch the USS Auschwitz up there. God.
This fucking wow. Suit, just put the whole fucking... Wow. Put a fire... Just a giant God, freighter up there. Yeah.
Six. What are your six?
My six.
Never coming back.
O.J. Simpson. I just picked dead people.
Yeah.
Attila the Hun.
No, they got to be alive.
No, I would probably say, who wouldn't I mind launching into space? Number one pick overall would have to be President Z from China. No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Wait, you took it back immediately.
I know, because I'm just a big fan of the People's Republic of China.
Oh, so you would or you wouldn't?
No,
I'm
I wouldn't.
Confused.
No,
you said you would, and then instantly said you wouldn't.
No, I don't think. If there are going to be celebrities, yeah. I think Chris Kardashian.
Oh, is that the brother?
That's the mother of him.
Oh, that's the mother,
the head
breeder.
Vampire.
The breeder, yeah, okay.
I think I said in the head, I think all six might be Kardashians.
But what if she popped more eggs out into space?
This is aliens.
Yeah.
Then it's like, and then just
Kardashians, aliens. Whoa.
Look at how
they go. Space, no one can hear you breed.
Wow. I would do like... Chris Kardashian and then like a bunch of social media influencers.
Oh, like me?
Well, you're the top. You're the top dog. I can't send dog. It'll break the empire.
Yeah.
But like those guys that do like, you know, those guys that do pranks on dangerous people.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they get grabbed, they go, I'm pranking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad, send them. It's because then they would think it's a prank.
Yeah.
Because then you go, oh, I'm prank. That's what you tell them when you launch them.
But you said famous celebrities. I feel like you're backtracking a little to protect yourself.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. So let's get to it. Chris Jenner, Kardashian.
Chris Jenner, the trans?
No, that's Bruce.
That's Bruce.
I would send Caitlyn Jenner. I'd send Caitlyn and Chris. Chris Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
And then I would send, who else would
it make sense keeping up with the Kardashians? I mean, how much further up could they go?
You asked for this.
Yeah. It's in your title.
You fucking.
How about we change it? Keeping up and staying up with the Kardashians.
I would say we do a complete overhaul and call it losing oxygen with the Kardashians.
Kardashians. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, my number one pick is Chris Kardashian, okay. Is the mom.
Yeah.
What about you?
Who
do you have celebrity wise?
Turn the tables.
I think lot of people are mad at Mickey Rourke right now.
Are they?
I think, I don't know why.
Is he your choice?
His face makes me upset.
Yeah.
It bugs me every time I see him. I love the wrestler, but everything after that.
Yeah.
I'm like, it looks like his face was ripped off by a chimp and then they put it back on.
But instead of his face, they put the chimp's face back on.
Way better.
I would probably send Barry Manilow because he's got it coming.
He does.
Like just I don't know, something about Manilow, the Copacabana.
Playing that piano,
right.
All cocky.
And he did that song, Mandy, standing at the edge of time. Well, now you're going to go see her Wimbledon face.
Get the fuck out of here.
What's Wimbledon face? Isn't that tennis?
I love it, though.
But he's got a Wimbledon face.
He does, where he looks like he always is watching Wimbledon.
Or somebody's been playing tennis on his face.
They've been digging in the dirt and kicking it up.
Okay, Kenny G.
Oh.
Just because of his Shirley Temple wig.
That's a wig?
Earth doesn't need a wig-wearing Shirley Temple clarinet-playing freak.
I know, but some of the songs,
songs? There's no songs. It's just notes.
It's not notes.
It's elevator music.
My brother, it is Dude, are you fighting?
Are you kicking back on the G?
My brother in Christ.
What's
if
up,
If you're pushing
G?
Back in President Z, I'm pushing back on
Z
Kenny
and
G.
Z and G aren't going?
All right, send them up.
We should send Z and G.
That would be great.
Who else has one letter? We could send the whole fucking alphabet up.
I think Madonna. We'll send her.
Yeah.
She's been begging for it.
What about Michael J. Fox? Samuel E. Jackson.
Samuel L.
Samuel E.
is his brother.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson, yeah, right.
Who goes by one?
William H. Macy. That's three more letters.
We got, yeah.
So now we're at five.
We got one more person.
Yeah.
Who do we send up there? I don't know.
Mason Reese?
Why him?
Just because he looked like such a Dementoid as a kid.
Yeah.
Remember him, the deviled ham kid?
Yeah, that kid that was like, I like mine with deviled ham. Yeah. Can you put that clip in here?
There's two good things about today's high prices. There's a lot less bags to carry in, and we get more than a deviled ham.
Corn meat sandwiches for under $1.
I like from the 70s, deviled ham. Like, he just looks like he might have started SARS.
Oh, he started popping up in my algorithm.
Did he see? He's just trouble. He's coming back. He's
like, this is Kung Fu, and he's got Kung Fu moves.
Yeah.
And I like his Kung Fu moves.
Guess what, motherfucker? You're going to space.
You're going to space. You're not coming back.
I'm just like my ham.
Get the fuck out of here.
And the last face we'll see out of that little porthole is Mason Reed. Goodbye, everybody.
Why does people that's so mad about my ham?
I hope you deviled ham in outer space.
Can I eat my ham?
Get out of here.
Bob.
Fucking later. And then Chris Kardashian go, if we get back, I'm going to turn you into a superstar.
I just want my deviled ham.
When we get back, I'm going to breed with you.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
make glazed ham babies.
And we're going to make them billionaires.
Yeah. Wait, I feel we need a bonus one.
Because
you did two.
True.
And then Daddy came in hard with like five.
You had a roster.
I went on a roll, and I feel like you owe us at least, you owe your fans, the people
one
watching this.
More.
You owe them one bonus. Freak.
I think,
here we go.
Katy Perry. Put her back in.
Really?
I say, you know what? You got so used to it?
Yeah.
Back up. Get the back out there.
Perma.
I go, and then I say it to like this, with the spaceship door open, I go, get the fuck back in there.
Yeah.
That's how I say it to her. I go, you sang in space.
Yeah.
Get the fuck back
in. And she's got to share her like air capsule with Mason Reese.
He goes,
why does everyone want the same air as me?
And she goes, shut up, little boy.
I'm a man.
Shut up, Reese.
Shut up, you deviled ham-loving little boy.
Wow. I'm a man.
Dude, I can't wait for you to find this clip and edit it in.
It's this startling.
Yeah.
I think now he might have started COVID even. Like, just when you look at him.
He was the one that had sex with the pangolin?
I think he had sex with a koala. If you look at his face, like there's a lot of koala going on.
And then that dude, like, you would think that guy in the 70s is one of those things where he dies young, but he lived.
He lived. And cute doesn't always grow into handsome.
No.
Like, it's almost like he grew into the elephant man.
Yeah.
Like, he almost needs the burlap bag with the one eye hole.
I'll tell you
and
what.
And then he can talk about having ham and the never ham.
I bet if he had some choice of who's going to space, he's sending us now.
Yeah.
He sees this, he goes,
I'm going to talk to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
You boys are going to space.
Yeah.
And then you go, you mean old man.
Damn.
And it's all this ham you ate.
Yeah.
The ham made you feisty.
Damn, ham.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Would you go to space if they offered it?
I would, but I don't think I'd be fulfilled just doing like an arch, you know?
Sure.
Like I could climb the St. Louis Arch and get the same feeling. Like it just went
connected to love.
Hey, and then slide down.
And then you land and you go, I'm connected more to love.
Yeah, I'd rather do I'd opt in for the full journey to Mars, like to a colony.
you do the sleep thing where they put you under, you know, yeah. like always in the movies, they have to like be.
I've done it. I did a movie called Rocket Man where I did go to Mars and I was, I've lived all this.
You had to fucking, you had lived to go through it.
I've lived it way more than they did.
You did the training.
I actually went to space camp down in Huntsville, Alabama and really? All that. Yeah.
Hey, we were just there.
Yeah. I had to sit in the shuttle and do all the simulations.
I saw Rocket Man in theaters.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It was
they did the premiere here in New York. I remember we came to New York yeah. and it was a packed theater and it was like, but
I'll tell you, as a middle schooler that was smoking pot.
Yeah.
That movie ruled.
Right? Thank you. Thank you.
Eighth grade, smoking yeah. some real stepped on weed.
Yeah.
Going and watching Rocket Man.
You went out there.
Having a laugh.
Isn't that weird? That's what I love about movies. Like, not that I'm a big star, but to think that you were in that movie
yeah.
watching this guy you'd never met. Never
Very
thought,
funny guy.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And I get the same vibe when I meet people or I meet celebrities that, like Shelley Duvall played my mother in that movie.
Yeah, and Shelley Duvall is, come on.
And I remember going to The Shining with all my high school buddies when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And sitting there and going, oh, and little did I know fate would... You know, 20 years later, she'd be playing my mother. Like,
that's incredible.
So I still get, I don't know if it happens to you, but I get all that connectivity no, really, like, it's so cool.
Opening the door, and I mean, I watched Half-Baked
oh, yeah.
every day of senior year what? When I would go home.
Oh, wow.
I would go home,
yeah.
and I would get stoned, and on my PlayStation 2,
yeah.
I would put in Half-Baked the DVD. And I would just put it on, and I would just hang out in my room.
Oh, wow. So you know me real well.
I know. You feeding the horse popcorn is still one of the hardest laughs I've ever had in my life.
Awesome.
Yeah, you like it, too, because it goes pop, 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 yeah, pop,
yeah.
pop. Yeah.
yeah.
It was the best.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Thank
you afraid of Nasty Nate in prison?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Devil, and you're circling it? Yeah. Dude, that was Half-Baked was, that's like my generation's Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I hear. But
yeah.
So anyways, I would go, even if it meant not coming back, depending on what I had going on Earth. If I was in love or something, I that would change the equation.
Couple as good a shows single, coming up.
Nope. Even as a, it would have to be love that kept me here. And,
fair.
And I love my family, but I mean like a woman that I like.
Can't
and
live
kids,
without.
Right. But if I was single, like I would definitely step up for the, you get to go to Mars, you're never coming back. You can still live on Mars, but you're not coming back. I would probably opt for that, I think.
I could see that, but if you go to Mars, you don't know what the situation of living is.
Yeah.
Are you just in your little fucking moon tent?
It'd be limited, I think.
I don't think you would be able to do a lot.
Yeah,
besides
maybe.
Just go there and go, this is red, and it's really rocky.
Yeah.
It'd be like living in Truth and Consequences, New Mexico.
Yeah.
But there's like more Kmarts there, I think, than Mars.
By the way, have you been to the neighboring town Wheel of Fortune, New Mexico? Unbelievable.
I'm a bigger fan of Jeopardy, Arizona.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's a
holy
good place.
God.
Mostly in the winter.
In the winter,
you just
want
to go down there for the nice
ski
warm.
Lodges. Oh, and it's warm there.
Yeah,
okay.
Jeopardy, Arizona.
But the good thing about being in a like some kind of biodome in Mars, if it did get too tedious and you got bummed out,
Just open the door.
I'm going for a walk and done.
Yeah. That was like that movie, Are in the Road. Cormac McCarthy's The Road.
Oh.
If you see the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you see the movie, the mom just gets naked and just walks out into the dark.
Yeah.
Because the world is over and you're like, that's kind of a cool way to go out.
That's the movie with Viggo Sergiano or whatever.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen.
And his little boy. And yeah.
they
find very
soda
slow.
And he drinks the soda and he goes, oh, it's all bubbly. And you go, and you could see Viggo going, shut up, kid.
Really?
No, he didn't say that in the movie. He's pretty stoked to give his kid a Coke.
Yeah.
But they find the underground bunker with all
the
food.
It's full of food.
And they take showers.
Yeah.
That makes you want to shower. Whenever you watch an apocalypse movie and someone praises how much they want to shower, you go home, you go, let me just rip one.
Yeah, right.
We could be running out of these soon.
Yeah, we forget how all the things we have.
Imagine
man.
How much you could fart on Mars and no one could get mad.
Well,
oh, Mack Weldon is back to make you look good, to make you feel good, and to look nice. I got Mack Weldon, and honestly, what I love is how understated it is. It's so nice, but it doesn't like look like you're trying to look nice. Just looks like you're trying to look like yourself. Looking confident doesn't have to mean calling attention to your clothes, and Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance material. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They're the go-to choice for guys who want to look great without even trying. We got breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Those are the Air Knit underwear. You got crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants. That's the Ace Collection. So give your closet a breath of fresh air for spring. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with the promo code DAN. That's MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon.com, promo code Dan. Imagine how much you could fart on Mars and no one could get mad.
Well, I did it in Rocket Man, as you know.
Oh, I don't know, in the suit.
And what's funny is, I'll tell you a little, not that everyone's going to go rush to watch Rocket Man.
You should.
We did that scene on Mars where I fart in the spacesuit.
Yeah, with the tube connected
there. Yeah, and if you look at it, the lighting guy was this guy. They fired our lighting guy and brought in this other lighting guy who did lighting on the original Blade Runner.
Sick.
So he was sick, but he came in with quite a bit of an ego.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to make this thing look futuristic.
And so there were days where we had to wait 8 hours for him to light a room, which I thought it was too much. I was actually getting mad.
Eight hours of lighting?
For one room. Yeah.
When they would try to move forward, we'd be like, no, it's not right.
Yeah. He would hold up the whole, and not every day, but let's just say, he was a big lighting guy, and I think he was lighting more than Tinkerbell when she farts. But he did this thing where we're on Mars, and we did the fart scene. We're in full spacesuit.
Yeah.
And he set up all the lights, and he goes, you know what? We're getting a glare on the face masks.
Sure.
So let's just lose the face masks, and we'll CGI them in an era where CGI really hadn't. Yeah. It was sort of at 0.1% yeah. on a scale of 10.
This is, for those of you who haven't seen Rocket Man, yeah. this is late 90s. This is, Star Wars is having problems with CGI.
Yeah.
Like they're just starting to come out with it. Lucasfilm has created CGI, but it's not great.
Yeah, it's still in its infancy. And so cut to the movie. Now, if you watch it, you'll see scenes where we're on Mars and you see the face, and then in that farting scene where it's a close-up, we have no mask.
Oh, my God.
Like, you sort of don't notice it because you're already into it. But now that I've told you, if you look, there's just, like, no mask. And we're walking around on Mars because they didn't have the budget or the wherewithal to CGI.
Maskless.
He just said it, you know?
That's great.
So he was looking
I like the
up.
Lighting guy going, we'll do that in post. Yeah. And the director's like, I didn't even say we would.
Yeah, that's
and he goes,
sort of.
We'll just do that.
Yeah.
Also, very effective way. I just want to say our whole conversation. You have people on podcasts all the time, and they plug stuff, and they want you to watch stuff.
Yeah,
this has been very effective because I'm gonna watch Rocket Man again.
Are you?
And I think a lot of people at home are gonna watch.
Good luck finding it.
Is it not on any?
It's weird. Disney sort of buried it. Like,
is it on Disney Plus?
I don't think it's hard to find, and it's added to the allure of it in a way because even during the DVD era, where you could buy DVD, it was really hard to track it down.
Did you take that personally?
I sort of did to a degree where it's left me mystified why they did it.
And like, why make a movie, big budget?
Right. What was it that made them? And part of me goes, was there someone at Disney that didn't like me, or was there something in the movie?
Yeah.
And I think there's a moment in the movie that scared them where we get to outer space, or we land on Mars, and there's a scene where the president calls to congratulate us while we're in space. And he goes, the whole world's watching. And my character starts singing, I've got the whole world in my hands. But then I
very
break Katie into
Perry
like...
Very Katy Perry of you.
Yeah, yeah, very Katy Perry. And I broke into like five different languages, but I just improvised. I'm just going, now the Dutch, I got the whole world in my... And then I was like, now the Chinese, on tong ta tang tong ta.
You think that...
I don't know, but I think maybe that made them terrified. And they just said... Bury this movie.
Well, because also Disney, for people that don't know at home, Disney's like main market is China. China does the most business for a lot of Disney films because it does well in the United States, but then you go to China and all the billions of people, if it's a popular movie. So that might have been it.
It could have been that, or maybe they just hate it. I don't know, but it's always been very difficult to find Rocket Man.
And then you're like, I swear I made that movie.
Yeah.
You go, I spent years involved in the development and the making of it.
And what it's not to toot my own horn, but I think it's a really good, funny movie.
It's very silly, very funny.
Yeah.
And, it's a very silly, fun movie. Yeah. Perfect for eighth graders who are smoking swag weed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 100%.
So anyways.
I feel like Jiminy Glick, where I want to be like, Shelley Duvall. Was she cool?
She was really cool. She was a little bit distant, like sort of quiet and mm-hmm. stuff. She only had a small part. She was only there like I think about a week.
But okay.
I asked her about The Shining, and I said, I hope you don't mind, but I got to ask you about The Shining.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh my God. She said, Harlan, Stanley made us do each take like 53, 54 times. She goes, I was crying. I was like, I think it really like frazzled her. She said in the end they got great stuff, but she said it was like sort of punishing, almost cruel.
Yeah, there's a scene now in the age of the internet, all these like things that used to be on specialty DVDs or like buried and stuff are now ripped online.
Yeah.
And there's a scene you can watch before the bathroom scene. Stanley Kubrick's like yelling at Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta understand this. And you just like see Jack Nicholson behind him like pumping himself up.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she's just taking it. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And she did horrified perfectly in that.
Yeah.
But then you find out it was kind of real and you're like,
I think she was sort of tormented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Stanley Kubrick was like fucking very
intense. Yeah.
Like, I know what I want to make. This is what I'm going to make. Because him and I just read the book for the first time.
Yeah.
And then I went online and went down the rabbit hole of Stephen King didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
Stephen King's like, nah, you kind of cheapened my book. You made this. And then Kubrick was just like, fuck you.
It's
like, I made a classic.
I agree, though. I read the book before I saw The Shining, and I actually was disappointed in the movie, although it had its moments.
Great moments.
I liked the book, the journey in the book, way better. I was disappointed.
And the book, when you read it, it does a better job of taking that main character, Jack Torrance, and showing him being a regular guy who goes crazy.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic, but in this hotel, it gets to him and it fucking changes who he is. And one of the things that King said is when you cast Jack Nicholson, he just looks crazy already.
Already,
so he just comes in and you're like, oh, this guy's about to go
already crazy.
So you don't even get that payoff.
The journey,
Of like, oh, he was a great dad and then he went nuts.
The descending into madness, sort of.
Because Jack Nicholson does crazy better than anyone.
Yeah.
But you don't get to see that.
Yeah.
And then they tried the made-for-TV series with Steven Weber.
Yeah.
And I watched that.
Yeah.
And that was way worse. It was very true to the book. You want to talk about CGI not being ready?
Oh, yeah. The topiary stuff.
Oh, yes. And, they did the topiaries moving.
Yeah.
And like these giant hedges that are in animals.
Yeah.
And they move, but it's mid-90s and the CGI is not there.
Oh.
So you see it move like, you know, like old War of the Worlds or like Clash of the Titans?
Yeah.
Remember those old Clash of the Titans where they'd have the skeletons moving and you're like,
the Harryhausen stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it looks
Sinbad
like.
Sinbad and Jason and the Argonauts.
It's exactly it. When you watch all of it, you go like, oh, this is stop motion.
You know what's cool about those movies, though? You knew even as a kid it was, but there was something really enchanting about it because even the movements were almost a bit scary.
Yeah, when they did like
it was so like the Medusa and the big Cyclops and the way
that freaked me out more.
The Medusa scary.
In one of those old movies where she like looks.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's the way that you see the tail come out.
Yeah, and they're sort of, you can tell it's snappy and the head movement, but it gave it its own sort of creepy vibe, which I really loved.
That's why the 70s are the greatest time for horror movies because the lighting guys weren't the guy from Blade Runner. They didn't know how to light it really well.
Right,
so you're watching a movie and it's all dark.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then fucking Mike Myers pops out and you're like, ah! That's what they need to go. They need to go back to making things a little shittier so that they're better.
Yeah, that's like, interesting.
If you make horror movies a little grainy, a little like I can't see it, it adds to like I'm scared.
Yeah, that's true. It feels a bit more real too, like you're there. Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't help. I rewatched Superman. I had food poisoning, so I was just in bed for 2 days.
Oh no!
And I watched Superman 4.
Oh,
and those are like That's where the graphics are bad and all the stuff is bad. Where you're like, you guys shouldn't have even tried.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. Like the Jaws 3D, Jaws 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you're like, you guys had no business.
Yeah. That's just a money grab at that point. Yeah.
They had Christopher Reeve and the other guy that played fighting. And it just looked like they were standing there. And then they like put them on what their version of a green screen was. And you're like, this doesn't work. Horrible. And now it just looks real. Like now all superhero movies are like, oh, that guy
it's could be incredible. Fine. It's incredible.
Go back to it sucking. I think that's what we need to do.
Some movies need that,
All stuff right now is too good, and no one's enjoying it.
Yeah, I just saw the trailer for the next Superman.
Yeah.
And it shows him, like, flying out of sight, crashing into the ice.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a CGI dog comes, like Crypto. Super dog. And it's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to see a dog in a cape. Like, I think they blew it showing that dog.
You're immediately
It went from Superman to like Muppet movie.
Yeah.
And it's like,
here you go. Does the dog talk?
Yeah.
When immediately when he shows up, you just start asking shitty questions.
Yeah.
You're like, does the dog fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. I'm of the opposite though.
I loved it.
I like Crypto. I like what I like that James Gunn is very going like, we're gonna make this comic booky.
Yeah.
We're not gonna make this like Christopher Nolan's Batman or the new Batmans, which are more like based in reality. I like them being like, there's a dog that can fucking fly.
Yeah. You go,
all right.
I guess I don't mind, but I feel like the dog's sort of a sissy dog. I wish it was like a German Shepherd or a pit bull or something.
Just a Rottweiler coming and grabbing
like
Superman.
It's a superhero. That's like putting Hulk in a tutu. You know? It's like, if you're going to be a superhero dog, be badass.
Now, what
like,
if I told you Superman fights his dogs? Like Mike Vick.
Oh, God. Like, oh, yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, the dog fighting guy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Quarterback in the NFL had a full dog fighting
ring. Yeah.
And all he had to do was apologize.
Is that right?
That's how different it was. I mean, he paid like, I think he paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
But Mike Vick was basically just like, sorry.
Yeah.
And then he's back in the NFL. That wouldn't happen now.
Yeah.
We got better at destroying people's careers. We're at the peak of destroying people's careers. Well, they'll just nuke someone's career for something.
Yeah.
But he fucking straight up
had a dog fighting ring.
He was like drowning him in a pool. He was like electrocuting him and
shit.
Because when these dogs lose, they just have to kill him.
Yeah.
So if Superman's dog lost a fight.
And it was pit bulls, right?
Yeah, it's pit bulls.
I would have liked to have like really like Rocky trained a poodle or a chihuahua. Like just like had a chihuahua in a meat locker punching beef and like totally unsuspecting and then throw him in with the pit bull and just watch him like rip the pit bulls
off. He's not getting killed. Yeah. He's getting mad.
Yeah,
pit bull's going to lose. Yeah, I would like to do it with I think instead of a chihuahua, I'd go more weight friendly. I'd go yellow lab.
Oh,
get a yellow lab, just train him.
Yeah, they're deceptive.
Yeah,
because they have the girth. But they're like sweet little family dogs.
They're just sweet little boys.
Yeah.
And they just put them in there with a fucking pit bull.
Wow.
Have them win.
By the way, do you vape?
No.
I started vaping. I got to New York 2 days ago.
And you just started vaping?
I started vaping. And not the traditional, like, I was walking down the street and about every four blocks in New York, there's these pipes with steam coming out of them in the sidewalk. And I just hover over them and it just helps me get from end to end of Manhattan.
Do you feel like addicted to them now?
Yeah, I tried Raspberry Subway on the way over here and Homeless People Lemonade last night.
Yeah, that's pissed.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. That was good.
Just the thought of someone walking by like a seasoned New Yorker being like, is that Harlan Williams breathing the steam?
Yeah. Vaping.
New York has a lot of stuff that you're like, I don't think humans should be around that. When you're walking around, you're like,
you haven't lived till you've tried the Blackberry Subway wrapper. I mean, this stuff, like, you can almost still feel it in my lungs.
Invigorated.
Yeah.
Would you ever live in New York?
I've never lived here, no.
Would you ever?
I don't think so.
Do you enjoy California a lot
I love
more?
New York to visit. I love the energy, but it's too... no offense to New York, but it reminds me of an ant farm. You ever seen those ant farms?
Oh, yeah, just like crawling through the tubes.
Yeah, and it's too many people on top of each other. It's fascinating because I'm a people watcher, and the energy here is amazing, but it's just too much. It feels like you're in a... For me, it's like you're in a blender, and you can't shut it off. There's no decompression.
There is an anxiety when you go outside where you're like, I'm in a mass.
Yeah.
I'm in a mass of people and I have to move. But that's, you nailed it with the ant farm. What I like about New York is everyone knows how to move.
Yeah, that's
true. The people that live here, you walk down the sidewalk and everyone moves at the same pace and they go.
Yeah.
Whereas like California, people move at their own pace.
There's no agenda. People just kind of meander. And
I like the honesty in New York. People are like, fucking move.
Yeah.
In LA, they're like,
I'm going to sue you. You should have moved. I'm going to have to litigate.
I'm going to have to sue you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm mugging, moving. Yeah. Do you miss Canada?
I mean, yeah, I love Canada, but I spent like half my life there growing up.
Sure. That's how I feel about Colorado.
So it's in me and I enjoyed it and it was, I love it. And so when I moved away, it's like, I've had so much of it that I don't miss it because it lives within me. Like it's part of me. So.
When you go back though, are you like, I missed you, old friend?
No, it just feels like slipping into the same, like you know, it just feels like coming back home. So I don't feel the missing part. I just like, oh, I'm back where I started, you know?
I love how nice you guys are until it's time not to be nice.
You're
like Dalton and fucking Roadhouse. You're like, be nice until it's not time to be nice. Because Canadians are always the most, whenever I go do shows up there, the most open, friendly people.
Yeah.
And then now Trump goes like, we're going to take it as a 51st state. And Canadians go, fuck you all.
Yeah,
you guys immediately were like, I think you guys are underestimating us.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
I was up in Winnipeg when he was saying that. And the energy was like, you're not fucking taking us.
Yeah.
And then they look at me like I said it. They're like, you're American, huh? You go, I don't fucking want to take you guys. I like the relationship we have right now.
Well, so a bunch of people got mad at me online because I put it out there that I said there's probably a portion of Canadians that do like the concept of, becoming the 51st state.
Yeah.
And I didn't say they should. I just said, you know, there's probably people that like it and patriot. You know, I'm very patriotic as a Canadian, but people got fired up that I even like said anything about it. But that's don't care because it's like I say what I want, just like anyone else should say what they want.
Launch them to space. Yeah. If you don't like them?
Yeah.
Put them in fucking space.
But
I always find that like any kind of patriotism for any country, there's always people that are going to be way more patriotic than you.
Yeah.
And they love to prove that.
Yeah. They like, love
you
to. They flex. Yeah.
You aren't completely ride or die. Yeah. And you go, I'm just trying to say silly shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're
making
mad.
Making a point. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're so mad that the United States might take us as a second state.
But I think any country is how you describe Canada. They're nice until they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever been to Japan or Cambodia or Vietnam, like they're the most gentle, like the Indonesians, like they're just gentle, passive people. But then you look at, you know, the war with Japan, you look at what happened in Cambodia with the killing fields, like people are
I'm looking at the camera going,
people are nice until they're not.
Not
you know?
Nice. Yeah, Cambodia's killing fields were fucking crazy.
Like it's any culture, you know, which is weird because when you go to countries where they are, like, as you suggested, Canada or Cambodia or Indonesia.
Even like Sweden.
Yeah.
You go to Sweden and they're very nice and you go, I bet there's another side to
there
this.
There is. Any race of people with their backs against the wall, we have a survival instinct where we will fight. Everyone will fight.
America's just a little more upfront with it.
Yeah, America doesn't hide it. Because,
we'll fucking fight you.
Yeah, but America sort of has to because they're leading the world. So they have to kind of go, hey, we're the jocks here. We're at the top of the pack. Like, you want to mess around? It's like the tough guy at the bar.
Yeah. Like, and Canada's the one that's like rolling up their sleeves going, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, but I will do this. Yeah.
You were speaking inappropriately to the lady.
Yeah,
and America's like, shut up.
Yeah.
51st state. I don't like that talk much.
No, I like that. Canada's got tough people. I mean, hockey players and lumberjacks. And
also, look up World War II.
Yeah.
Your guys' soldiers were more feared than anybody. Because the Canadians were doing wild shit. You guys were like killing motherfuckers. And then they're like, hey, I don't know about these Canadians.
Yeah.
And then after World War II, we're like, Canada, they don't even like to fight. And you're like, I think they do.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story. My Uncle Bill just turned 101.
Congratulations, Uncle Bill.
He lives on his own still motors around, walks around, goes shopping. He was in World War II, as a tail gunner in a bomber and did like 45 missions over Germany and lived.
Holy,
he was in that glass
shit.
Bubble
yeah,
in
with the
back,
giant
like,
fucking thing.
Yeah, and he lived 101 in great health.
Does like, he ever talk about it?
He talks about it, but limited. He acknowledges he was in it, but I don't think anyone's ever sat down and said, "So did you like shoot the shit out of someone?"
Like watch a house go like,
yeah. I don't know if I'm a little nervous to ask him because. Yeah. I don't want to overstep it in case it's traumatic for him, but and he's a very going back to what we said about nice. He's a very timid, quiet man, and
yeah.
you'd never think of him being affiliated with anything like that. But here he was, and so
Gunner.
Yeah, I've never really asked him just out of respect.
Yeah, war vets are very similar to like my friends that date celebrities.
Yeah.
Where, I want to know about the sex, but I can't ask them.
Oh, really?
Because you just go like,
yeah.
You know what I really want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like talking to a war vet where you go, and you're okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And everything's all right. But
what
really happened?
Did you ever get through to any of your buddies? Is there ever a good story?
Pete Davidson would always evade me.
Oh.
Whenever we'd talk, he'd always find another thing. And then my other friends, they never dish.
Oh,
just like war vets.
God.
They'll never truly say what happened.
Oh.
They go, you know, you just kind of keep that part with you and you just keep moving forward.
Yeah,
and you go,
yeah.
Huh.
Because it gets out eventually somewhere. Yeah.
Whether they're napping on your couch and they talk out loud.
Well, you can ask me. As you can see, I'm a pretty open guy.
Yeah. Have you ever dated a celebrity?
Yeah.
Who'd you date?
Cher.
You did not.
Yeah.
When did you date Cher?
In L.A. We both live in L.A.
Yeah, but that's that's how that works. Did you guys date?
We dated and one of our things, and I don't want this to get out everywhere. But
sure. This is on the safety of our
podcast. She lives right in Malibu, right on the, she has a house over the shore. And
sure.
We would do this thing every Saturday. We'd do caviar and clam chowder.
Wow.
And then she had stairs, a little elevator that went down to the beach, and we did this ritual where we'd make love during the sunset.
Wow,
well,
beautiful.
The elephant seals would come in. That's where they sort of migrate, and they'd be on every side of us. And so we'd kind of use the rhythm of the elephant seals like...
Arr.
Yeah, and
like,
we'd find our rhythm for lovemaking as they trumpeted their sounds and jostled for position on the beach. And
to look? Yeah. One of them would go, is that Cher?
Yeah.
And then the other one would be like, is that Rocket Man?
Yeah.
I think that, and then,
that was beautiful, yeah.
And then you guys would just take the elevator, just satisfied, full?
We'd do full coitus, and then we'd sort of, it's a little greedy, but we'd finish it off with a 69, just as the sun, you know when the sun dips behind the horizon?
That's when you would.
So we'd
call
it our
top, or would you go on top?
We'd switch it around.
What a gentle,
I was
giving
a
lover.
Yeah.
And would you guys roll? Would you roll over while locked in?
We rolled, and then one night, what ended it is she rolled onto a sea urchin. She got a sea urchin in her ass crack. And
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
When you're rolling around 69 and on a beach, you got shells, you got sea urchins,
And
then you got all these voyeurs, all these sea lions watching.
Elephant seals.
Elephant seals. Just
and
watching.
Then, I had a little tryst with Demi Moore. I don't really want to talk about that, but
I mean, what era? What era of Demi?
This
recent?
Was just after Ghost. We used to do. She used to pretend I would pretend I was a ghost. She'd put like baking powder on my face, and we got the. She had this handyman who kind of somehow he created this sort of fake wall in the drywall. And so I would come through the drywall like Casper or a phantom, and we'd do a ghost sex.
That's very kinky.
It was really good. She loved it.
Also, it's funny to think about her putting flour on your face as you're aroused, you know? And she's like, okay, not yet. And then
she's not yet.
And then she's like putting it on. She's like, God, this is great.
And it actually looked like I was floating through the wall, and then I'd take her on the floor.
She had
a bearskin rug, a grizzly.
Amazing.
Yeah, Grizzly.
And this
Kodiak.
Is right after she broke up with Bruce Willis, I'm thinking.
No, this is right after Ghost, so she was already single.
Oh,
remember the movie Ghost?
Yeah, so he was dead.
He was, and it's none of his business, but have you ever made love on a back of a Kodiak?
No, of a bear?
Yeah,
Kodiak
she had a beautiful
bear?
Kodiak bear. And it was going great, too, but again, one night her crack got caught in one of the fangs.
And I don't know if you know this about Kodiak bears, giant.
Yeah, giant canines, like canines.
Giant fangs.
Yeah.
And biggest bear in the world.
And we just sort of like the mishap on the beach with Cher. She rolled over and one of those fangs just clipped her ass crack and sort of soured the ghost thing. When the ghost gets sprayed with blood, it sort of busts the illusion.
Because now you're going, oh, there's blood inside of you. You're not dead.
Right. And you splatter. So it's sort of, you got this white phantom thing. Yeah. And now you go, oh, how did that stick on the ghost? It's not really a ghost, and she kind of lost her mojo. So that's sort of when I moved on to Carol Burnett. Have you
heard
of her?
Carol Burnett?
Yeah, yeah.
Did the ear tug thing ever come into play?
It sort of transitioned from the ear down. She would tug on her, the clinical term is clitoris.
That's how she knew you were watching?
Yeah.
She would tug on the, she'd go.
Well, she'd do it at the end. After we finished, she'd stand up. She goes, I'm so glad we had this time together. Tug.
And then that's how she'd finish?
That's how we'd finish, but because she was a comedy legend.
Got it.
And sometimes we'd do it in her wheelchair, like she'd well, sorry. You asked.
This is very personal. Was there ever any animosity between Cher and Demi Moore and later Carol Burnett?
I didn't tell them about this. Is probably the first that they're going to hear about this. This could cause some kind of Hollywood TMZ thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
You might land in LA and it might be a shitstorm.
I don't want extra press. I don't want to. I don't want to like cause a gossip. But you know, I'm an open guy. You asked me about celebrity sex, coitus.
Can I tell you a positive of all this?
Sure.
Bet that Rocket Man finds its way to a streamer. With all this going on.
All right.
All this juicy goss.
Yeah.
And then you just get fucking, all of a sudden, Rocket Man's going to be on the front page of Disney Plus. Everyone's going, Rocket Man, Harlan Williams. I forgot this was. Did you guys get Elton John's Rocket Man licensed?
They did.
They licensed it?
So they licensed it for $350,000. And they played it in the end credits.
That's the only time?
That's the only time they used it.
$350,000, yeah. You use it in the beginning?
You use it in the movie.
You have it as a little fucking somewhere. Piano medley under stuff.
Like it could have fit some, and they put it in the end credits. Like people are going to stay to watch the rest of the movie because of that song. Like,
yeah, that's insane. That much money for that song and you don't use it ad nauseum?
It really was weird, yeah. Nelly Furtado's another one.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to look.
You are quite the coxman.
Well, I don't want to, like, you know, drag them through it, but
yeah. When was the Nelly Furtado? Was that after Carol Burnett?
This is bizarre. So this was after Cher.
Okay.
And her family moved down to L.A., and her father opened a Baskin-Robbins.
Huh.
And after it closed, we would go in and, you know, they call it 33 flavors.
31. Got to respect the brand.
And we would do 31 favors. And what we'd do is I would put her ass crack over one of the buckets. And we would have coitus over every flavor.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Poor people that came in there definitely got hepatitis A.
Yeah.
I mean, you are spreading horrific
germs. It was great because you got the coolness vapor of the ice cream coming up.
Mixed with the warmth.
Warmth of, and then it's usually flavored. So it's almost like the vapes. You get this scent in the air of mint chocolate chip coitus.
My God,
cotton candy, cookies and cream coitus.
A little fudge brownie.
Fudge brownie, bubblegum. And that
way, fudge brownie, you could even poop and no one would know.
And then we stopped. Again, another little mishap. They came out with this new flavor, Shrek Crackle.
Okay.
And they put little shards of peppermint in the Shrek Crackle. And one day we were just... The coitus was going off, like after hours. The closed sign was on the door. And I guess we pumped too deep, and a piece of the crackle went into her crack. She got crackle in the crack.
She got crackle.
And so we had to shut that down.
That's nuts.
But as I don't really like to talk about my celebrity trysts.
Oh, I get it. But, I mean, that does sound – as a guy that has shoved an entire couch up his butt, I'll tell you, a little bit of peppermint, this thing's bent inside me.
I mean, wondered why this was sort of squishy.
Yeah, we get it out, we let it dry for a little bit for the guests here. But the second you leave, we break down those cameras.
I've never seen furniture with pubis before.
Yeah, this thing's right back in me.
Yeah, wow.
And this thing's thick.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you right now, you put peppermint in my butt.
Oh,
I'm gonna be an angry customer.
Wow, you're like Dr. Mentos. Wow.
You give me menthol butt?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be pretty fucking mad at you, Harlan.
Sour Dutch.
Harlan Williams, you are one of the funniest human beings on the planet. Oh, I appreciate you coming out and doing this podcast.
Thank you.
You are. It was a fucking joy when someone was like, do you want Harlan on the podcast? I was like, please. I think your fucking podcast. Check out Harlan's podcast. It is fucking hilarious. My friends have done it. I watch the episodes. I just watched the one with Greg Fitzsimmons. That was making me laugh so fucking hard.
Well, I wanted to invite you on my podcast, The Harlan Highway, next time you're in LA. So
done. We're going to be there in the fall.
You will? Okay.
I would love to do it. In September?
Yeah,
I would
love it.
Harlan Highway fucking rules.
Thank you
so much. Check him out. Go watch Rocket Man. Find it. I'm going to go find it
if you can.
And then stay to the end to listen to Rocket Man.
Yeah, listen to the song Rocket Man. And speaking of Rocket Man, it's interesting. One of my friends who produced it, she's a great, great actress. What's her name? She was in The Mask.
Cameron Diaz.
Me and her are currently.
Wow.
Anyways, we'll save that for another time.
So Harlan Highway. When I get on Harlan Highway, we'll talk I want to hear about this.
Yeah.
Just the whole highway ride will be about old Cameron Diaz.
And I don't like to spill the beans about.
No, you've been pretty open with all of your salacious details.
Yeah.
Which that's what I appreciate.
Thank you.
This is the place you come when the original name of the podcast was Kiss and Tell.
We changed it
just to Soder because it's my last name.
And I love Ants.
Legally, you know.
Yeah.
Harlan Williams, the best.
Thank you. Yeah, see you in space.